You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
How much are you willing to take off of your salary every year to be able to work remote for the rest of your life?
I think it would really depend on the job and how convenient it was to do your job. Some people like to leave their house. Why? What's going on?
So I feel like there has been this big push because companies want their employees back at work after the pandemic. But so many of these employees have become accustomed to a life where they work from home and they love working from home. They don't want to give it up. There's this remote work revolution. People are willing to give up between $4,600 to $6,000 a year off their salary to be able to continue working from home and keep that privilege and not have to commute into the office.
You said up to $6,000?
Yep. And that's for somebody that makes an average salary of $57,000 a year. So that's a significant portion.
Yeah. On the other hand, you're saving, right? You don't have to drive. You don't have to buy food at work or anything like that. You can prepare everything at home. It's interesting. You know, I have offered to give up money before to change my schedule. You know, a big thing in our industry is they want everybody to work 6 days a week, right? You must remember that, Anna, from the radio days.
I feel like I worked every day. It didn't matter.
Well, right. They wanted you to work every single day. It was almost a requirement. To work from home every day, I feel like you lose a lot on the creative side. On the other hand, if you're a company and you've got to be thinking about what your payroll is, that's significant savings.
Well, a lot of places my friends have worked at over the years, this is kind of a big thing with them because they're giving up their office space.
Yes.
So if they had a local office that wasn't the major headquarters, like their satellite offices are closing and they're getting the option to just be fully remote workers, that comes along with possibility of having a pay cut or not getting their annual raise merits increase. All right. So here's the question. How much off your salary would you be willing to give up to work remote for the rest of your life?
Well, this is hard for us. We did this for a week.
And we cried and came back.
Maybe 2 weeks. It was miserable.
It was 6 days.
Well, it felt like the longest month and a half of our lives.
It was 6 days.
It was absolutely miserable.
During the pandemic, at the beginning of the pandemic, when everybody was being urged to work from home, we wanted to be an example that we could also work from home. Here's the problem. We didn't have the technology to work from home yet. So we were working like 20-hour days to get shows on the air. Awful.
It was terrible.
Finally, I called my boss crying and I said, I can't do this. He's like, just come to work tomorrow. And that was the end of it for me. And
we had a letter signed by the National Guard in case we were stopped on the highway.
Yeah.
It's a true story.
I still have that letter. I feel like I need to keep it.
Same. It's like a time capsule thing or whatever. We would have snuck in if we had to. It was absolutely miserable. But I could tell that there's a lot of people that would probably feel very strongly the other way.
How much would you give up? If you want to come in, you come in. You want to stay home, whatever. How much would you give up a number every year if you never have to wear real pants? You can just wear your pajamas every day to work.
I'm guessing most people would top out about 20%, 15 to 20%, which is a lot of money.
You think so?
I do.
You would give 20% to be able to wear your pajamas every day to work?
No, I can't give up a dime, man. no matter what there is, I need every bit of it.
What if you had unlimited food here? Every day on the company's dime, you could order breakfast, lunch, and a snack. How much would you give off of your salary to be able to have that unlimited supply of all your favorite snacks here?
Every day. I mean, it's it's got to be like 5%.
Okay. How about if you were allowed a treat to a special room here where you could take a 2-hour nap every day?
I'm going to go like 2%. When I'm here, I better be awake.
2% is not a lot.
No, it's not a lot.
It's not.
It's not a lot.
Yeah.
Do you have any other enticements? Any other things that can bring me in?
No, I thought the nap thing was surely going to get at least 10% off your salary, but I guess not.
Do you ever feel like even though Halloween is here and the holidays are coming, you just don't feel like it?
Oh.
You know, you just don't feel like kind of participating, kind of like a Grinch, I guess is no better word, right?
I feel like everybody is kind of, they're a little bit burnt this year. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, certain places are just going absolutely nuts. I mean, and the decor has gotten absolutely insane.
Well, speaking of the decor, like, I feel like for a year, I'm one of those people that goes over the top for Halloween every year. And this year, my heart is not in it. Like, and I said to my kids, I go, Mommy's going to take a pass this year. Yeah. But I mean, like, we do the elaborate decorations. Last year, the hocus pocus, we had to make three witches from scratch. I was looking for heads for weeks. It was a lot of stuff, you
know? Seems like a lot.
But this year, I feel like I've dropped the ball because there's so many interesting things going on. Like, you talk about, like, the 12-foot-tall Home Depot skeleton. That's old school now. That's old school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the thing that people are buying and they're, like, reselling at three times the value. Like, people are after. But there's other 12-foot things now, I believe.
Well, it's not 12-foot.
No?
It's 8-foot. And,
oh, okay.
I guess people are kind of, I don't want to use the word sick of the 12-foot skeleton. But,
they're bored with it.
You know, it was like 2 years ago news, you know? Now, everybody has been talking about this guy.
I am not a jack-o'-lantern. My name is Louis.
Target is selling an 8-foot-tall jack-o'-lantern scary thing.
Okay.
But he's not a jack-o'-lantern. His name is Louis.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you, Louis.
You're right. But on top of that, too, if you couldn't get your hands on Louis, because he's the hottest thing, my daughter, like, she begged me. We went to, like, six different Targets trying to find Louis. There's no Louis. Like, I found him on display, but they wouldn't sell him because his arms were broken because he had been pressed on so many times. But the other thing that's been trending on TikTok, and I'm kind of tempted to bring my mom.
This is your sign to bring you Grandma to Spirit Halloween.
If you ever seen one of those Spirit Halloween shops, they're the ones that are filled with the animatronics and, like, the costumes.
I mean, they're all over the place, yeah.
People are bringing their grandmothers.
Grandma, step away. Grandma.
So they're watching their grandmothers freak out at all the animatronics.
Oh, okay.
Listen to this poor woman.
That's fun.
Oh, God. My heart's beating a little too fast.
Her heart is just beating a little too fast, Raven.
Imagine if you killed Grandma at the spirit shop.
Oh, my gosh.
Seems wrong, right?
Why would you say that?
I mean, what, she's talking about her. She's having palpitations. Mm. Somebody should be paying attention to this.
Am I supposed to talk now?
Yes.
Well, it was the nicest Halloween shop I've ever been in. I know that if I was younger, even in my 60s, I would have been able to find a really nice costume.
Poor Grandma. Grandma was just so scared for, like, the last 45 minutes doing every animatronic, like, bloodiness just shooting up and her head's popping off.
She still seems thrilled to just be outside of the house. She's like, this is the nicest Halloween shop I've ever been to.
But then she's concerned because
the scary things were scary. The only bad thing about them, I think somebody would want to steal them. So I don't know how you chain him down or anything like that.
She's worried about buying the animatronics because they're going to steal them from the front yard. How are you going to chain them down? Yeah,
that's,
you know,
a real worry, right? You're going to be concerned.
I feel like for a year where I took a pass on Halloween that I'm kind of not really doing it, I'm missing out on some really exciting things, you know?
Yeah, scaring your grandmother to death. Right.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 It's the little things in life that make you crazy, right? You know, whenever somebody does it, you just roll your eyes and you think to yourself, that's all I need to know about you. Here's your chance to get it off your chest. 1-800-330-9999. Bonnie, that's all I need to know about you.
If you spend too much time researching conspiracy theories, that's all I need to know about you.
I think everybody knows somebody now, right?
Oh, yeah.
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 If you run into your friend, I'll do you one on top of that. If you run into your friend and all the news reports that they want to discuss with you are on YouTube and nowhere else, that's all I need to know about you.
And sometimes it's surprising. It's the people that you thought were, you know, like you thought they were 100% all there.
Smart.
You know? And yeah, smart people.
People, right?
And they'll say something and you just turn your head and you're like, what did you say? You know?
No, I don't actually ask. I never actually ask. I just log that in my head and then, you know, slink away at some point.
Yeah, you give the blank stare and a nod.
It's nuts, the stuff that people come up with and deep dive on.
Megan, that's all I need to know about you.
If you're still trying to film yourself working out in a public gym and you get mad when people walk through your shot, that's all I need to know about you.
I'm so ripped. Look, what are you doing, bro? Look at my angles.
You see a lot of influencers now that are always filming themselves in public, and then like they have to stop and they have to start shooting again and they have to stop. And I just giggle. It's like, what do you expect to happen? You're in Target. Like,
the earth is going to keep on turning.
Yeah. Olivia, that's all I need to know about you.
If you are the type of person to try and go into or order from a business that's 5 minutes from closing, that's all I need to know about you.
Is this just food? Is this strictly food? If it's food, okay. Regular business, if I need that item 5 minutes before close and I need it for first thing, I'll be in your door.
Gosh, working in the restaurant business for so many years, when like the kitchen closes at 9:30 and you're holding your breath, and sure enough, at 9:25, people start walking in, like a table walks in.
Always.
You're like, oh, my night just got 2 hours longer.
When you're the server and you're waiting to be cut because it's been dead all that time.
Yeah.
See ya.
Yeah.
Oh, terrible.
You know where I always find myself 5 minutes before closing that I'm running into and I also feel bad for them? Grocery stores. I feel like they all close too early in my town anyway. I don't have any 24-hour ones around me anymore. So it's like all of a sudden I realize, oh my gosh, I don't have anything for the lunchboxes tomorrow. And I'm running like my hair is on fire and like pounding on the door. Oh, it's the worst feeling when it's locked. You get to the door, all the lights are still on, and you push and it's locked. And you're like, no!
What about Costco closing at 6?
I don't understand.
What is that?
I wonder if that's all over the country.
It's insane to me.
Megan, that's all I need to know about you.
If you spend more on your car than you do on your kids, that's all I need to know about you.
Oh, who's doing that?
My sister-in-law.
Wow. That's rough.
Yeah.
I would have thought that was the
ex. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, that's pretty wild. Some people love their toys.
She's just a huge narcissist, yeah.
Some people would rather drive a fancy car than be able to pay for their kids' extracurricular activities.
Yeah, yeah, I guess.
It's sad.
Wow.
Why is it trending? Top news stories trending and why. Speeding ticket has been trending over the last 24 hours. A Georgia man was caught going 90 miles per hour in a 55 zone. So he gets pulled over and he gets a ticket. And wait for it. Here's what happened.
$1,480,032.51. The lady told me on the phone, I told her this might be a typo, I don't know, I'm not sure, and I told her the amount it was, and she said, no, sir, that's the correct amount. You either pay the $1.4 million or appear in court on December the 21st at 1:30 p.m.
Decision made. I'll be in court.
Absolutely.
See you there.
Well, and like his lawyers were shocked by this because who gets a speeding ticket for $1.4 million in change?
Yeah, definitely feels like there's something wrong with the ticket printer.
The maximum for a misdemeanor is $1,000. If it's a misdemeanor of high and aggravated nature, the maximum would be $5,000.
That's the lawyer. So, of course, they were like, hey, what's going on? And the fact that when they called, they said, nope, that's the fee. You got to come in. You want to fight it? Come to court.
You know what? I mean, that's just a middle management type person.
They don't know.
Right. They're not going to be the one responsible. Nobody is going to be the person to hit delete. And then all of a sudden, you turn out to be a psychopath. So what happens?
So everyone thought it was, you know, they immediately assumed, like I would assume, and I'm sure all of us would assume, is that it was a clerical error. Like, that was a mistake. There was a mistake made by the police officer.
Right.
Well, no. They use that as a placeholder. So they put the maximum amount that they can put on a ticket, and then the judge has to decide how much you pay when you show up for court.
I mean, this definitely sounds like a town you don't want to get pulled over in.
Well,
that sounds like nonsense.
I was like, what if you're so rich, you just write the $1.4 million check, and that's the end of it? And you're like, all right, well, now I've learned a lesson.
I doubt that will be the case. But either way, I mean, it's just intimidating or, you know, crazy anyways to think that something like that could be written on there. There's people that would freak out.
I would freak out.
You know what I mean? Like, after, you would say to yourself, I mean, you know it's not going to be $1 million, but you feel like, oh my gosh, are they going to take me for everything I'm worth to get in all inside your head?
For going 90 and a 55?
I mean, it's reckless driving.
Right. But, you know, like a fine and, you know, maybe some points on your license and stuff.
Right.
But I'm one of those people that if that ever happened to me, I would lose weight. I would lose sleep over it.
Yeah.
In my hand, I still have here on my desk.
Your warning?
My warning citation.
Yeah.
From August 15th this past year.
Anna did a new thing this time. You charmed him.
I didn't charm him.
Yeah, you told me you did.
He just thought I was dumb. And you want to know what?
Yeah.
He was probably right. Because I didn't know what to do. It had been so many years since I had gotten pulled over. So I I genuinely did not know what to do. I kept my hands on the steering wheel because I thought you have to keep your hands where they can see or the police can see.
Yeah.
When he came over and I rolled down my window, I didn't know what I didn't know where my
You just look straight ahead with your hands. Like, I'm not a threat. I promise. I'm not a threat.
I had so many questions for him.
Oh, my gosh.
He was, like, in my car helping me go through my glove compartment to find the registration. Gosh. Luckily, I was made up because I had just come from a TV appearance. You know, I was sure that I was going to get a ticket, you know. And he was very sweet, and he gave me this warning, and I keep it on my desk here. But imagine if this was $1.4 million. Yeah. What would have happened then?
Well, you'd be pulling overtime, that's for sure.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely.
Be here all night.
Well, to be honest, producer Sean just walked in here and dropped a bombshell I didn't even know was coming.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, no, I already knew. I talked to him this morning about it.
Yep. Oh, all right. Producer Sean, what happened?
I let go of my babysitter. Or I fired my babysitter.
I mean, not to be mean, but I knew you couldn't stand her.
I couldn't. She, you know, don't get me wrong, she was very nice, but the issue I had with her is she would, like, and you guys know, would just text me, like, when I was here early in the morning, like, oh, well, you know, I can't make it today.
There's nothing worse than an unreliable babysitter.
Right.
Because they're literally the only reason why you can go to work, and then if they don't come, how are you supposed to pay your bills?
Yeah, they hold you hostage,
yes.
Basically.
I mean, worst.
If they're unreliable, then they're basically useless,
so,
right?
Bye-bye.
Two most important things. Keep the baby breathing and eating. Right,
and
then
happy.
Also be, you know, somewhat consistent, right?
Yeah, no, that's a nightmare. And anybody that has a great nanny or a great babysitter will tell you are very protective. I am so protective of my Lindsay. Like, when people are like, and it almost has become a thing with our friends where they will have to ask me if it's okay if they can text Lindsay. Well, and that's how I want to keep it.
Is it, though?
No, Sean. Anyway. But the big question that we had been talking about, because I think this is a common issue among parents, is how much do you pay your babysitters, right?
Mm.
So how much were you paying her? So if you're not familiar, producer Sean has a newborn son. How old is Booker now?
4 months, a little over 4 months.
Yeah, so, you know, it obviously takes a lot to be able to take care of a newborn. That's a lot of work. So how much were you paying her per hour?
So 24 an hour.
24 hours seems like a lot of money.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems, I don't know what the going rate is, but to me it sounds about right.
And we have about, you know, we had her for 3 days a week.
Yeah.
And basically we're giving her a total of like 360 a week.
Yeah.
So does she also, these are the other questions I have, because, again, my friends in the text chain. Does she do any, like, cleaning or anything?
Nope.
Or pick up or any
nope.
of that?
Just take care of the baby.
Really?
So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what do you have yours doing? Like, is she dusting? Is she changing the oil in the car?
No, that's not what she's there for.
Yeah.
You know, like, I just want her to, you know, when she comes. I mean, she's like Dakota's best
cleaning
buddy.
Cleaning the gutters.
No, yes. Yeah.
Right. I'm like, up on the ladder again.
I pulled the ladder out so you could do the gutters again.
Right.
No, all I want her to do is play with my baby, make her happy, and, like, you know, take care of her. And Dakota cherishes her.
Well,
she loves her.
That's part of it, right?
Yes.
When you get into that situation, I mean, then they're worth more, right? If somebody comes to you and says, I can't do this, I'm not going to be able to do this or whatever, you would find a way to make it work because you don't want to start all over again.
Yeah.
I mean,
honestly, now that Dakota's in kindergarten, it's like we don't, you know, she doesn't come over as much anymore, but it's nice to always have her to be able to reach out to.
And I have to say, and I'm sorry to people who don't want to hear this, but I think 24 an hour for doing what they're doing with Booker, not cleaning, not just taking care of the baby.
Yeah.
A little much.
For one baby.
That's a good rate.
I don't know. I'm so curious because, one, Lindsay's getting a raise. Two, I wonder, like, what is your going rate? And, like, is it different? So if it's somebody that comes consistently every week at a certain time, do you pay them differently from, like, the babysitter you call on a Saturday night because you want to go out to dinner or something like that? So 1-800-330-9999. What is your norm? How much do you pay your babysitters? And if it's, how old was she? Was she an older woman or a younger woman?
She was older. She was like in her mid-40s.
So do you pay somebody who's a teenager differently than the way you pay an older woman, you know?
Experience level, that type of thing.
Yeah. Big news. Producer Sean fired his babysitter yesterday.
He had to. The guy's been so stressed over the last couple of weeks. It's not like they weren't nice, but they just wouldn't show up regularly.
Yeah. So the babysitter, he has a 4-month-old baby, wouldn't show up. And he was paying her $24 an hour. And we've been talking for weeks about it's $24 an hour too much to watch one newborn baby because it's a lot of money.
Sure.
So the question is what do you pay your babysitters? And, like, young versus old versus experienced, what do you think? 1-800-330-9999. John?
On the weekends, I pay $22 an hour, and that's my niece.
$22 an hour.
And then during the week, During the week, I pay the other babysitter $12.
Is it a teenager that you pay $12 an hour?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. I mean, that's a cut rate. That's a good rate right there, buddy. I wouldn't hand out that information to anybody else. Don't give that name out.
Oh, I don't give that name out to anybody. It's all on me.
Serena, what do you pay the babysitter?
Well, I'm a babysitter, so I wanted to help with rates and stuff like that. So I am a newborn care specialist, which is also baby nurse. Mm-hmm. And I used to be a nanny, but I know all the prices. So as Anna was asking, you do pay a younger babysitter less. And you can pay from anything from like $15 to $17 per hour. Mm-hmm. Now, if you want someone more experienced, they usually charge like $20 to $25 an hour.
Okay.
But she was asking about an overnight babysitter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That can go to something like $30 an hour. So you can actually, because they're spending the entire night and, you know, they charge based on, you know, giving up their time. Mm-hmm. But you can also make an offer and say, hey, okay, I don't want to pay you hourly, but I'm going to give you like a fee, say $150 for the night or $200. So it depends.
Yeah, you can go flat rate versus hourly on
right,
that. Right, that's understandable.
Yeah, think about it. If you're gone for like 16 hours, it's like $400 by the time you're done just to pay for the babysitter.
Just
that's
to keep
lot.
Your house safe and your right. family alive. You know, yeah, it seems so excessive, right?
Definitely, and that's why it's good to make a flat rate offer.
Right, right. It totally makes sense to spend $17 per martini, but not per hour of your babysitter.
You know what I mean, Raymond. Don't make me sound evil.
Thank you for the call. Yeah.
Thanks, Serena.
Hey, Sharice, what do you pay the babysitter?
Sean said 24 was a bit much. Given her age and the baby's safety, I think 24 was right on the mark. And I do agree that given the age, whether it's a teen or an adult, that the wage should be set differently, but 24 was definitely a livable wage for someone in their 40s.
Hey, Christina, what do you pay the babysitter? Are you a babysitter?
I am a nanny.
Okay.
Oh, good.
And so what do you get paid? Do you get paid hourly, salary? What do you get paid?
So I do get paid hourly. I get paid $24 an hour. Mm-hmm. I'm currently a nanny for a family with a six-month-old little girl. It is their first child. I provide them with sensory exploration, child development, word development.
You're
so
like
we
a teacher.
Do,
so you're like Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
At 6 months old.
Yeah, 6 months old.
Smartest baby I've ever
Kid
seen.
Kid knows Mozart. I mean, Sean was definitely getting ripped off. That's all I'm saying.
Recently, we put frozen fruit and water and allowed her to experience playing with fruit. And it's just the small little things that parents don't think of that, like, make a child's sensory development.
Christina, you said that baby is 6 months old, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Wow.
First one, the kid's going to be an astronaut.
I know.
That loves fruit.
Goes to Yale. Why? Because Christina was a nanny.
That's right. That's right. Realize Sean's baby not getting the same results. You're fired, babysitter. You're fired.
Right. Need your help. I don't know what to do.
I know what to do.
You don't count, Raven.
Oh, great.
So every year for Halloween, I do my witch's voice, and I've loved it. I've loved doing it. It is an expression of me in this time period and everything that I love about Halloween.
And this feels so made up to me.
But it's true. You know I love it. You know that there's nothing that brings me more joy than doing my witch scream during the Halloween season. And one of our bosses, who shall remain nameless, Patrick, hates it. And he has specifically said that I should not do the witch's voice.
You know what? On this, Patrick and I are in complete agreement. I've never had this discussion with him. It's just, you know, it's one of those revelations when you find out something about somebody and you're like, wait a minute, I see myself in you.
Last year, it was drawn to my attention. It was pulled to my attention that it is polarizing. People either love the witch's laugh and the witch's scream that comes out this time of year, or they hate it. And
right.
I created a rule where I could only do it in October. So I started getting emails this past week. Here's one. Anna, it's the middle of October and we haven't heard you use your witch voice yet. Are you slacking or is it gone forever?
People come up to me and they ask me about this in public. It's true. If Anna and I are standing anywhere together in October, people always ask because they know that it grates me and that she gets great joy out of it.
Hi, Anna. Every year, our children look forward to hearing your witch voice and witch scream. They even try to mimic it. Is it coming back this year? On the text line yesterday, where's Anna's witch voice? I don't know if I should bring it back or if it's too polarizing and people are over it.
Well, I mean, I think if you're going to ask the question, if you're actually going to take some sort of poll, you have to give people an example of it now.
All right. So this is the actual witch's scream. Can you pull down all the back stuff?
You need to get
the full effect.
Are you ready? All right, yeah. Do you need to clear your throat or anything? You got any to gargle?
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Children, I am a witch. This is my witch voice for Halloween.
People think this is a joke, but this is like, you know, I have to deal with that every day for like a month, and it hurts. It hurts, actually. It actually hurts.
Sometimes I get lightheaded when I do it.
I don't doubt it for a minute.
But I commit myself to doing it because it's
Your
Halloween.
Eyes are kind of glazed right now.
Let me do it one more time.
This is my spooky Halloween voice. When we talk about the witches and Halloween, this is the voice I use. I also use this voice when I read to my children at night during Halloween.
Okay, so stay or go, basically. Right?
Is it too polarizing? Should we get rid of the witch voice, or do the children want it? What do you think? Because
inserting the children into the question feels unfair, but okay.
Do I keep it or do I lose it? Turns out it's the most polarizing thing that I do every year, and people have strong opinions on whether I should keep it or get rid of it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't love it. It's drilling for me, and usually it goes on every single day throughout the month of October. It's been a little bit light this year. I've been running late, but, you know, the people, they want what they want.
So I do a witch voice. I am only allowed to do it during the month of October.
Go!
But last year, my bosses said I couldn't do it anymore because it was too polarizing. Here it is.
This is my witch voice. I like to eat small children because I am a witch.
I could go without personally myself, but
so many people have been messaging me and texting me saying, like, when is this coming back? I'm looking at our text line. Keep it, please. You have to keep it. Another one says, I'm a kid and I know you love the witch voice a lot, but you're literally torturing my poor little sister.
Thank you.
Aww.
Thank you. Looking out for your sister. Good job, son.
There are legit thousands of texts coming in right now. I can't even keep up with the vote, but we'll do five calls. Five calls says it all. 1-800-330-9999. Martha, what do you think?
Oh, please keep the voice. Please, please, please.
Oh, yeah, please. Martha, for a second, I thought you sounded completely disgusted by it, but then you went the other way. So, right, I'm letting you know that I'm fielding a text message right here from Chef Plum that says, make it stop.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah. Chef Plum doesn't get a vote because he's one of my best friends. Moving on. Aisha, five calls says it all. Keep it or lose it.
Absolutely keep it. It's fun. It's for the season. And there's so many things that we are so stressed about. Like, let this be a good time.
So wait a minute.
I love it.
Other people's misbehavior on other sides of the planet or the political spectrum or whatever it may be. That's why we're keeping the witch's voice.
Absolutely.
Save me. Save
I love
me.
It.
Hi, Anna and Raven. Who's this?
This is Gloria.
Gloria, five calls says it all.
Lose it. I shut my radio off when you did it.
Mm. Yeah.
See that?
Yeah.
Right.
Terrible.
Gloria could have drove right off the road. She said it's terrible.
Mm.
I mean, it's scary. actually scary.
It's a witch, Raven. Was it supposed to be lovable?
Oh, my God.
It's not the good witch. It's the bad witch.
Francis, what do you say? The witch's voice.
The witch's voice is okay, except when you start saying, I'm going to eat little children.
Yeah.
Turned you off completely.
No, that's it.
That kind of grossed me out. It's disturbing on so many levels.
Right.
Wait a minute. Right. But did you ever see Hocus Pocus?
Right. She doesn't agree with that part either.
Bette
Midler said.
It doesn't matter. Little children do not need to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I think it's sick. The voice is great, but that message, just no way.
Yeah. I mean,
change the message, you got me.
They didn't want, you know, children to hear it. They wouldn't have made them taste so good. Anna and Raven. Hey, Kelly, what do you think? Five calls says it all. Anna's witch's voice. Keeping it, not keeping it. You know what, Anna? Give the example.
Literally. This is my witch's voice for Halloween.
Actually makes my brain hurt. What do you think?
Well, I don't know about the kids and the adults, but the dog definitely does not like it.
The dog is like, what is that?
I just woke him from a sound sleep in the front seat of my car, and he is very concerned.
And we learn a lot just from observing the animals around us, Anna. This is at a frequency that's not healthy for animals, I'm guessing.
Okay, but ultimately, three people said to keep it. 7,000 people are voting right now on our text line, so I can't even keep up or count that right now. Two said to lose it. I'm not really sure what to do.
It felt like Frances was wavering, you know, based on the diction, talking about eating children. But okay. But she did say the voice was okay.
So I'll keep the voice.
Yeah.
I just won't say that I'm going to eat children anymore.
I mean, seriously, witches, they eat children.
Well, that's right. Do you have a recurring dream? One, like, throughout your life, every once in a while, it just pops up and you don't really know why. You can't really explain it, but it's always the same thing over and over again. 1-800-330-9999. Raven, I've had the strangest recurring dream lately. I've had it like 6 or 7 times and it doesn't make sense. I'm dating Keanu Reeves.
I love this.
It doesn't even make sense.
No way.
I know. That's what I said, Keanu. Because the truth of the matter is I never really had a crush on you. When so many women thought you were so handsome and so kind, like I always knew you were. I know. But I was never one of those people that was head over heels for Keanu Reeves.
Bogus.
I know.
So many others are. Men, women, they all love him. They all do.
It's the strangest thing because when I had the first one, I woke up the next morning and I was like, huh, that was weird. Like,
excellent.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't bad. I was just like, all right. Like, I guess in the dream,
yeah.
I'm the age I am now.
Okay.
But I don't have children,
yeah.
And I don't have my husband, yeah. Clearly.
So you have no obligation.
I'm just...
You're free.
I'm just me,
yeah.
Doing my life, but I happen to be dating Keanu Reeves, and he's famous and all that, so we can't go out in public a lot. When we go out in public,
he
has to sign a lot of autographs.
I have questions.
Yeah.
No way. How do you meet Keanu Reeves? Has that happened in one of these dreams, or you're just always with him all the time? It's like no big deal.
I met him at a dinner party.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was like, you know what? I have got to be with you.
Well, it was very nice. And
yeah.
He was like, well, you know, would you like to go out sometime? And I was like, yeah, sure. And I remember waking up after that first dream and being like, kinda. Like, that was... And I kissed him in my dream too, which felt
what?
Like it felt like I was cheating. I felt like I had to disclose to my husband immediately that I kissed Keanu Reeves in my dream last night.
How did he take it?
I mean, he was just like, what is he going to say? He's like, yeah, that's weird, you know? And it just keeps happening. And in the dream, I have to say to people, well, I'm dating Keanu Reeves, so you know, yeah. it's an
so it's
odd
private,
thing. Yeah,
right. I can't take him out. We can't go everywhere. It's not like we can just go for waffles or anything like that.
So I always Google these things. I always Google like when I have strange dreams.
Yeah,
there's really nothing about dreaming of a Keanu Reeves being your boyfriend.
Yeah, they're just like you're welcome.
Yeah,
right.
When I was growing up, I also used to have recurring dreams where there was a vampire chasing me, but the vampire had a neck on top of his head.
You actually mentioned to me that before, which is not something I understand the actual physics of it. But
he had a regular head.
No, you've said it before.
But then he also has a neck on top of his head.
Yeah, still not getting it.
I much rather dream of Keanu Reeves being my boyfriend than the vampire who terrorized me for most of my childhood.
Excellent!
But have you ever had a recurring dream? Like it just keeps coming back and you don't know why?
Yeah, I'm always in space. I feel like I can kind of, you know, steer my dreams. So I'm always in space or like inside some sort of bunker or hut. I don't know. It's like a safe security thing. I'm always inside something.
In space?
I'm not inside there with Keanu Reeves,
Bogus.
Unfortunately. But,
Yeah.
Sometimes my wife is there. Often my dog is there.
Really?
Yeah, one of my buddies. Yep. They'll be there.
Is Alicia, your wife, annoyed when you're like, did we go to space again last night?
All the time. All the time. I never ask her input on anything in the dreams. It's very strange. The only place I can get away with that.
What's your recurring dream? We'll decipher it for you. 1-800-330-9999. I keep dreaming that I'm dating Keanu Reeves. I even had to confess it to my husband because I was like, I don't know, it feels inappropriate at this point. We've been dating for so long.
Excellent!
Even though it makes no sense because I've never had a crush on him or anything like that.
Likely story.
That's what these dreams are about. They just show up even though they make no sense. Geraldine, what's your recurring dream?
Yes, I have this dream that I'm handed a baby and I can't see the baby's face, but the baby gets very top heavy. So I never know if I'm going to be able to hold the baby, and the baby keeps dropping and dropping. And sometimes I do drop the baby on the floor, and it's very traumatic.
Oh my gosh. Do you have grandchildren?
Yeah, always this baby. I have grandchildren. I have children.
Yeah.
I've been having this dream for so many years.
Okay, just...
And as soon as the baby's put in my arms, I'm afraid what's going to happen.
Yeah, okay, let's get real here for a minute, all right? You can only tell me. You don't have to tell everybody. Have you dropped one of those babies? Did you drop one of those grandkids?
No.
Come on.
No.
Come on.
No.
What about Tommy with the flat side of his head? And there's always a kid with a flat side of his head for a little while when they're young. Come on. Every family's got one.
Gerilyn, I feel like I don't even need to Google it. It's because you're constantly always worried about your children. I feel like I understand that. That's what it means.
Okay, because I always worry, what is this about? It's so hard to get that baby in my arms and then not be able to hold it.
Gerilyn, my father said my head was so flat when I came out, he thought it was all he had done in the 70s.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. It probably was. Yeah. Let's be real.
What? Here's the good news. Gerilyn dropped you in her dream. Julia, what's your reoccurring dream?
Hideous gargoyles circling my house. Thousands of them, and they're scratching at my window with their long nails, trying to get in through the chimneys, going through the basement, the double doors. They're trying to open it and then come through that door and up the basement steps. And I've got all the windows locked, all the doors locked, and I'm putting things up the chimney so they can't come down. And they make these hideous screeching sounds. And they communicate with one another, and I don't know what they're saying. I guess it means we can't get in. We can't get in. Let's get them. And they stare in through the shears. It's absolutely
terrifying.
Terrifying. Yes, and I've had the same dream since I was about 5.
And how often do you have this dream?
It's less and less as I get older, but I think when I'm stressed, traumatizing life events, I think the gargoyles prey on me.
Well, I have good news and I have bad news, according to Google.
Okay.
Which would you like first?
Yeah. I'll take the bad first.
All right. The bad news is you need protection because you're probably possessed.
I mean,
That's what it says online.
Okay.
The good news is that it also could mean that you have hidden fears that are concerning you. And you have not shared them with anybody.
That seems like good news to you. I think what you need is shock therapy and a doctor. That's what I would get to work on. All right, I would try to get to work on an appointment right now.
Yeah, that's bad news and bad news.
It says you have to share your fears with someone who is warm and understanding.
Yeah.
Do you have any
not
fears?
Us.
You want, not us?
Not us. It's not
say,
our show.
Tell us.
Yeah, not you all.
No, all right. I am warm and understanding, Raven.
Yeah.
I am.
Okay.
I'm the only way to get rid of the gargoyles in your dream.
Yeah, all right.
You ever have a recurring dream? You don't even know why you have it because it's so strange. But for some reason, throughout your life, it just keeps showing up.
Bogus.
I keep having this dream that I'm dating Keanu Reeves. It's so weird because I never had a crush on him or anything like that. It's just we're adults and we're dating in this dream. We go out to dinner. He signs autographs. You know, I have to deal with the paparazzi.
We're adults.
I know.
As far as like, listen, this is a grown-up relationship and we've chosen to do this in this parallel universe called my dream world.
I feel like I had to confess it to my husband because it was so weird. But what's your dream? I'll analyze it for you. Well, by analyzing, I mean I will look on Google. 1-800-330-9999. Kayla.
My reoccurring dream is cooking breakfast, cracking an egg, and a live chicken falls out. I just can't get that out of my head. And I love eggs. I love it.
That's a weird one. I try to psychoanalyze that. Mm. What does that mean? Chick falling out of an egg.
You want to be nourished quickly and easily?
We know what eggs are. They're not fully developed baby chickens. I don't know. I just always have that. And then, you know, you watch things on social media. Yeah. It pops up. It actually happens to a real person. And every time I crack an egg, I'm like one eye open.
Are you pregnant?
No, I'm not pregnant.
Because it says dreaming about eggs implies fertility, new life and abundance.
See, okay, so I need to find strokes. A new dream.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, it also says you're beginning to feel more confident and hopeful about your future.
I mean, where are they getting that from?
I don't know.
Maybe it's your soul telling you want to be a vegetarian. Who knows? This all sounds nuts.
It could also signify a time of change in your life and new beginnings. I guess that goes hand in hand. You're either pregnant or you're about to find a new job. One or the other.
Wow.
Let's find a new job and leave the baby away.
Hey, Samantha, do you have a reoccurring dream? What is it?
I have.
I've had the same reoccurring dream since I was little. Mm-hmm. It's different houses, but the same situation where I see my loved ones, but I can't quite get to them. And I can talk to them, everything, but they're doing random different things. I just can't physically be next to them for some reason.
Well, I mean, you're a ghost, clearly. You're a ghost in this dream.
It says, in the literal sense, it means that you're actually in need of help and no one is willing to help you.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, sorry.
Yeah.
You're not a ghost. You're just alone. All right. You're just alone in your pain and suffering on a daily basis.
Terrible.
Can't somebody else help me vacuum the couch? Set the table? Something?
Yeah. It also could mean that you're feeling guilty about not helping someone in this position.
Oh, maybe you're the scumbag.
Yeah. One or the other. Frank, what's your reoccurring dream?
I have this dream I haven't had in a while, but I've had it a lot of times where I'm on an escalator, and for some reason I can't move my feet, and the part you put your hand on is traveling faster, and it starts to feel like I'm going to get torn apart, but I always wake up before that happens.
I mean, I guess that's better than when you getting sucked into the bottom of the escalator.
Would you believe it if I told you that there's 8 different escalator dream interpretations? Are you going up or down the escalator? And how long
is
the escalator?
I'm always going up.
Okay, you're always going up. All right, so if I had to, according to my Google translator dream.
Oh my gosh.
It may be that you're feeling a lot of pressure now, even though there's a lot of excitement in your life. And it could be happening at home or in the workplace. And
okay.
It says that your ambition is almost beyond your limit, which is not good. You need to balance everything. So you have to give up on your dreams, I think, if I'm understanding this correctly.
Don't give up on your ambitions first before we get this thing resolved here, right?
Give up on your dreams.
What?
And, yeah, I think that's basically the sum of it.
Just temper a few of them down, maybe.
Yeah, right.
That's it.
One couple.
I don't want to keep dealing with my sister and all of the drama it's causing.
Isn't that the stupidest thing you ever heard?
One problem.
To name the baby Clifford and demand that we change our dog's name.
You decide the outcome.
Yeah, thank you. I love the audience for that.
Will be a fun story, hopefully, to us in a few years.
It's Couple Score on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day, a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then it's up for you to decide who's right. Cameron and Alexis. So, Alexis, every year you have this big Halloween party.
Yes. You know, it's not so much the two of us, but it kind of is because we're not agreeing on how to remedy this. So we have this great party every year. It's like a big deal. It's a family and friends sort of a tradition. And my brother is having a bit of a quandary with his wife, but they're going to work it out. But she cheated. And I want to uninvite her to the party. Cameron says, I can't do that. They're trying to work through it, and I'm supposed to keep my mouth shut. It's not our business. I don't want to look her in the face, and I don't want her at my house. And I feel like it's not like nothing's wrong. How could I act like nothing's wrong? There's some big things wrong. There's some big issues. And why can't I just say, listen, I feel uncomfortable. It's my brother. My loyalty lies with him. This year, you're not coming. I'm sorry. It's too raw.
Cameron, what's your side of this?
I mean, like she said, this is totally not a problem between us. I mean, it's their issue, but they're working through it. And if we want them to be able to work through it, then we have to let them work through it. We can't, like, make the problem out in the open, make it so obvious that we're totally on his side and not on her side. That's just going to make things even more difficult for them to actually work through it. If we point out all the problems, if we point out everything that's going wrong, if we point out how bad we are at this situation, how awful we feel about her cheating, then it's just going to make them have such a harder time working it out if they actually are going to work it out. I mean, if they have any chance of repairing their relationship, then we have to let them repair the relationship and not be involved as much as we can. Even though we have these feelings, we have to let them figure it out.
I mean, I think this is a thing when you have a public situation, right? Where all of a sudden everybody knows your business, then this, you know, it perpetuates things. It makes it larger. I mean, I think you're right in the fact that if you're trying to work through something, you want to continue on like things are normal. Obviously, you've got a strong feeling about it, Alexis. This is why you guys should have never found out in the first place.
Well, right. But now they do. Does she know that you guys know?
Yeah.
I'm sure she does.
Oh, I bet you she doesn't even show. But, I mean, maybe you have to if you're working through it. Yeah,
right. I mean, if you're trying to say you're going to keep your family together, then you have to show. There is no choice.
I don't know. Once a cheater, always a cheater. I don't know. She made vows at their wedding. And
yeah, but I mean, Alexis, this isn't your decision. I mean, it's your brother's decision if he's staying with his wife. So this question is about the family, right? No, it's offensive.
This question is, can she uninvite her sister-in-law to a Halloween party?
Yeah,
is really
this is
what
not
it is.
About, you know, what, you know, morally
it's
in this situation.
It's a betrayal to the whole family.
Right, but if your brother says he's keeping her, that's on your brother.
All right, so obviously it's going to be a disruption to at least you at your Halloween party having her there, because you have to look at her and you have to know what happened, and clearly this is still very raw. So the question is, do you have the right to uninvite her to a family Halloween party where everybody else will be there, especially if your brother has forgiven her or is in the process of forgiving her?
I think it just erupts the rest of the party with more questions. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Can you uninvite a family member to your Halloween party? Cameron and Alexis, they've been married a long time, but Alexis's brother is also married, and his wife, a.k.a. Cameron and Alexis' sister-in-law, cheated on him. They just found out. And even though Alexis's brother is going to take her back, they're working through their problems, Alexis says, I don't want to look at her face. I don't want her at my house. I don't want her at my party. And like, it's too fresh, and we're going to tell her she can't come.
It's great that Alexis has got her brother's back and feels like she's the person who needs to stand up for the morals in the family, but it's not her decision. The simple fact is that there's kids involved here. The brother is deciding to try and work through it with the wife. Who knows if it's going to work out? But one thing that's not going to help is her being, you know, ostracized, this person, you know, and cutting them out of these events and just creating more distance between all of them and the family. I think you got to kind of, you know, just put your head down and grin and bear through it. You don't have to be nice, but let her there.
Well, that's what Cameron says anyway, her husband. But she disagrees. She's like, it's my house. If I don't want her here, she doesn't have to be here. She's going to ruin my party. It's my party. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Natasha, whose side are you on?
I am totally on the husband's side. As horrible as what she did, that, you know, it's between them, and let them work it out. Just let her go to the Halloween party and be the bigger person.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. Can you uninvite your cheating sister-in-law to your Halloween party? Cameron and Alexis, they've been married a long time, but Alexis's brother just found out that his wife was having an affair, and they are working through it. They are working through it, and they're going to be okay, her brother says. But Alexis is so mad that she wants to tell her sister-in-law, listen, I'm glad you guys are going to figure this out, but I don't want you to come to my Halloween party because I don't want to see your face, and I don't want you at my house.
Yeah, there's other family. There's kids involved. It just raises too many questions. Cameron says, listen, if your brother has made this decision to move forward, we need to support that and act like everything is okay right now and just, you know, go forward with this situation. I mean, listen, it's uncomfortable for people, sure, but you're not living in somebody else's house either. You don't know anything about this. You think you do. But you don't.
But it's her house, and if she doesn't want her at her party, does she have the right to say maybe you should ask your wife to skip it this year? What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Sandra, whose side are you on?
Well, I'm totally on his side, because if her loyalty is with her brother, then she has to support her brother in his decision to stay with her.
No, I tend to agree. I think that there's really no way that you can insert yourself in somebody else's situation like this. I get it. It's offensive to you. But at the same time, I mean, it's not your choice to make.
You're just going to have to suck it up and stare at her face.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, that's welcome to the next 20 years of your life, right? Mm-hmm. Many people have somebody that is a disappointment in their family. Mm. That's just reality.
Hey, Mariana, whose side are you on?
I think she should be uninvited. I think it's her Halloween party. She should have a say if it's her house and who should be invited or not.
Hey, Karen, what do you think?
I think that she has to leave it up to her brother. I was in a similar situation where my brother actually cheated on somebody else, and I thank God every day that she took him back, and they've been strong for many years since it happened.
Right. Sometimes it is the best thing for everybody. And people do make mistakes. These things happen. It doesn't mean necessarily that they're not strong enough to make it.
Hey, Mike, whose side are you on?
I'm on the husband's side. I feel like if the wife is truly loyal to her brother, then she should support his decision to stay with his girlfriend and put her personal feelings aside I understand that that's her sibling and she thinks that it's done, that he was done wrong, and he was. But if she's truly loyal, she should support his decision.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Cameron, our audience agreed with you today. You can't uninvite her. If your brother is okay with her being there, ultimately it is his decision. And if he thinks that, you know, just keep going like you always do, and he's working through this, and it's his problem, not yours, you need to respect that, Alexis.
Okay, I guess so. I'll just get drunk. That's all.
Well, know thyself. Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe that's not a good thing. But yeah, like, I mean, listen, you don't have to be nice. You don't have to make conversation. You just don't have to blow up.
Right.
You know, Cameron, right. Good luck. I mean, obviously it's going to be awkward for some people, but, you know, good luck with this party.
Yeah, I'm going to have a mask on. Nobody will be able to know who I am.
Oh, that's regular life. Right. Good luck, guys.
All right. If you have a problem, too, send an email, couplescore@annonraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $600. Tiffany, you ready to play today?
I'm ready.
Okay, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Please leave the room, late Raven.
You got it. Good luck, Tiffany.
All right, here's the thing, Tiffany. Thanks. Raven's walking out of here. When that big door closes, he won't be able to hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. There's one of these questions. There's no world where he knows the answer to. So if you can get all five, I can almost guarantee you're going to win. You ready to play?
All right, I'm ready.
Five questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in. Same questions to Raven. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. Let's do it, okay?
Okay.
Number one, Netflix is going to open brick-and-mortar stores offering retail dining and live entertainment related to Netflix shows and movies. The first ones are scheduled to open in 2025. What Netflix show follows a dysfunctional family of superhero siblings?
Oh, Umbrella Academy.
Number two, according to Google, the top search costume so far this year for Halloween is Barbie. What actress played Weird Barbie in the Barbie movie?
Oh, I forget.
Number three, Taylor Swift's new movie, The Eras Tour, broke the record for highest grossing concert film, and it's closing in on breaking the October launch record behind the 2019 movie that starred Joaquin Phoenix. What movie was that?
I forget.
That's okay. Number four, Only Murders in the Building fans are already speculating who killed the person that was shot at the end of season's 3 finale. What was the name of the musical that Oliver Putnam created?
Oh, yeah, I forget. Damn.
Okay, excuse me, I sneezed. Number five, Chuck Norris and Vanilla Ice will battle the undead in Zombie Plane, a movie that was shot earlier this year in Australia. In the opening lyrics to Ice Ice Baby, it says, yo, VIP, then what? Tiffany, this was so disappointing. Let me bring Raven back in.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's okay. You tried. That's all that matters. All right, Tiffany only got one.
Ah, good, Tiffany. $600. Let's see how I do.
Number one, Netflix is going to open brick-and-mortar stores offering retail, dining, and live entertainment related to Netflix shows and movies.
It sounds odd, but interesting if it's done well.
I mean, everybody's got to go at least once to check it out, right?
You would think.
The first ones are going to open in 2025. What Netflix show follows a dysfunctional family of superhero siblings?
Is it the Umbrella Academy?
Yes. Number two, according to Google, the top search costume so far this year for Halloween is Barbie. What actress played Weird Barbie in the Barbie movie?
Weird Barbie was Kate McKinnon.
That's right. Number three, Taylor Swift's new movie, The Eras Tour, broke the record for highest grossing concert film, and it's closing in on breaking the October launch record behind the 2019 movie that starred Joaquin Phoenix. What movie is that?
2019, Joaquin Phoenix, a hit. It's got to be Joker.
Joker is right.
Yeah.
Number four, Only Murders in the Building fans are already speculating who killed the person that was shot at the end of season 3's finale. What's the name of the musical that Oliver Putnam created?
Oh, it's named. Isn't it named after the hotel? I don't watch the show, so I don't know. I'm just going to say the Argyle.
No, it's Death Rattle Dazzle.
Well, then not even close.
Nope. And number five, Chuck Norris and Vanilla Ice will battle the undead in Zombie Plane, a movie that was shot earlier this year in Australia.
Oh, God.
In the opening lyrics to Ice Ice Baby, it says, yo, VIP, then what?
Yo, VIP, let's kick it.
Ice Ice Baby. Tiffany, 4-1 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
It's Tiffany and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $700 tomorrow.
Also want to thank Dar, submitted one of the questions that I used today, the one that I knew Raven was going to get wrong about only murders in the building. If you have an idea for a question too, submit it at annaandraven.com.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.